call the meeting to order for June 26th.
You'll rise.
Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Beautiful. Roll call.
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Boy.
Hey.
Good to see you, boy.
Yes.
Well, thank you. It's better to be seen than viewed.
Okay, first thing, we get approval of the minutes of June 12th.
Make a motion to approve the public and non-public minutes for June 12th.
I'll second that.
Was there any questions or corrections or anything? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Boyd, you abstaining?
Yes, always there.
Do we need a motion to seal the non-public minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Make a motion to seal the non-public minutes for June 12th, 2023?
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
All right. New business, cemetery trustee resignation. Another one?
Yes. So Marcia handed, I think, the town the resignation.
Yeah, it was with paperwork she was returning with Dick's. So I didn't see it, and then Dick brought it in. So I don't know if you saw this or not, but.
Oh, okay. So she handed it to Dick, I guess. She said she just didn't feel qualified. I don't know how qualified you have to be, but she, I guess her heart's not in it, so.
That's what it says here. I do not feel that I have the qualifications to support the committee.
Have you read this letter? Have you?
Okay. We talked about it at the meeting, and we, you know, said we will accept it with regret.
With regret.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll make a.
Make a
motion.
If you
have anything else, I'll make a motion to accept the letter with regrets.
Second.
Marcia Mark.
Second, Russ?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Russ.
Who?
Brian.
Pat.
I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
Does Boyd have?
I just have.
Does Boyd have this tonight?
After that.
What we're talking about?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I'm sorry.
I have Shauna for Patrick, who has accepted the cemetery trustees. She said she will be a trustee. She just needs to be appointed by you guys.
And we need a
letter.
Letter of interest?
We need a letter.
You can write it. Can you write it?
I can write it.
She is an alternate.
She's an alternate right now.
Oh, she's just
moving
her.
We're going to move her up to be a trustee.
Oh, okay.
Move that, right?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to move. I'm sorry.
Shauna Kirkpatrick.
Shauna Kirkpatrick from cemetery trustee alternate to a permanent position.
To a trustee.
Full member.
Second that.
And Patrick second. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Boyd.
And Boyd. Good. Yep. The grade and step metric. And you had some input on this, right?
Oh, no, I just...
she just offered the information.
I'm getting the information. Go ahead,
Justin. I don't want to discuss anybody tonight. I don't think it'd be right. I think this whole thing has to be addressed and take time to address our whole situation on pay. So I'd like to, be able to have some type of session to discuss it and look at. I mean, we've taken a person doing minutes. What are they getting? And I mean, I think we have to encompass everything and look at it. This is quite old, and I wasn't quite satisfied 7 years ago when it was brought forward by
MRI.
Pardon?
It was MRI that did this.
Right. And they did the whole town, all our employees, right?
Well,
right.
Yeah, but it was really skewed a lot. But anyhow, I'd like to really address it and take time to work on it.
Well, another note, because Boyd and I talked a little bit about it, too, and in this this time of year in our current budget is probably not appropriate anyways. I mean, but during the budget process, if we're going to be changing wages, that'd be the time to do it.
Well, I agree. To do that now is not, that's why I say if we have time to work on it, to that we're not pushed on everything else with the budget here, and then us, when that we can spend some time on it.
Right.
My thought is just, when they did this study, they called all the different communities around us, and she did a comparative as far as what they were offering for pay and like that. But I think we need, my opinion is that we need to look more at what they're doing for a job. And again, in my opinion, like, for example, no one is specifically, but at the recycling center is a, they work weekends, it's a, it's not my choice of a job versus being a secretary and or a minute taker, let's put it that way. And there's nothing against either position. I just think we need to level the playing field a little bit. And they had the expertise, or she had the time, and we hired her to call and see what different towns were doing. And we were very competitive when it was established.
That's what I was going to ask,
because
I wasn't here then, but it was.
But now it needs, I mean, we're going off the matrix anyway. People are going off it, so we need to do something. But I just think we need to, and if we, you know, I guess if we can call around to the different towns, it might save us. We paid a lot of money.
I'd be more than happy to do that, and I would suggest a work session opposed to doing it maybe in a meeting.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot to hash out. I don't think you can cover it all in a meeting.
Agree.
Yeah, so even if it's a couple of work sessions, then we can, you know, revise it to reflect, you know.
Yeah, I just want us to be fair to everyone.
Like,
you know, the type of work they're doing. And
I think when we have to hire somebody, that we have a starting wage that would be in our scope. I mean, I think we got to
look at the whole thing. Change things.
Yes.
We have to look at
Well, that's where the steps come in. There's the lower step, and then you gradually,
So, and I agree with you and Boyd that it, not now, but we should be ready for budget time.
Right. I agree.
And the other thing, I think we have to make sure, like some of these say, increase in retro, and if you look back, it's like retro for 5 months. So something's slipping through the cracks there. Either they're not getting their evaluations, or something's happening where we're going back 5 months to catch them up to where they should have been. So
well, I'm going to say some. You know, when I came on board, awesome. Wait a minute, you had the evaluation. Well, okay, I was late in doing it, so I don't know where these are falling. But I mean, so I think, and Andrea has brought this up to snuff at this point, now bringing things forward. We've got an administrator that can help us do the right job.
Keep us on track.
Yeah, because it did lapse for quite a while there.
I check it monthly. I send off to Mike, usually has someone, you know, that does it every month. A month, and Chuck.
Mr. Chairman?
What's up?
May I say something?
Absolutely.
Yeah, would this study apply to all town employees or just the recycling center employees?
No, I'd like to see everyone. I'd like to...
All.
I think we should do
that. If we're going to do it, I think we should
do
it completely.
Everything. Yeah, you know. Just look at it.
It's interesting that during the budget season, I proposed a cost of living raise for the town employees equal to the actual cost of living raise, and that was cut in half. For some unknown reason, in which we adopted, instead of getting 8.7%, they got 4%, which is fine. That's still not a cost of living raise. So now we want to go back and look at the whole thing and give everybody else a raise. Give everybody a raise.
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily, Boyd, but it should be all looked at.
Okay, I agree with looking at it. And this is going to be town-wide, police department, town office people, recycling center.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah, that would be fair.
Yeah. So that means we have to be sure that the job descriptions, everybody's job description, it aligns with what they actually do, with what's expected of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Correct.
That's an undertaking in itself.
Well, a lot of it should be up.
Yeah.
But I think analyzing everything and going from there.
Are we going to do that, Russ?
You're going to do it, Boyd. He's not here to defend
it. Go home,
There you go.
We, We lost.
To zoom in every couple of weeks.
So, okay, that's fine. That answers my question.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Brian.
Yes, dear.
We had tabled back last month sometime about our administrative assistant. We were going to pay her $60 a month, but you guys wanted us to do 18.
An
like
hour.
Everybody else.
Do an hour.
An hour.
Yes, an hour. So the cemetery trustees did discuss that, and we did agree to that.
Okay.
I forgot.
So it's going to go to hourly?
As far as hourly. The school board, we're going to be entering into negotiations again with CESPA and the teachers union because we were having a mass exodus going to other places that paid more. So just so you know, that's happening also.
Wow.
But I think some were coming to our school from other surrounding towns because we pay more. So it's always...
Right, we're trying to find that balance.
Exactly, that fine line. Yeah, we want to be fair and competitive because we don't want to lose our really good workers.
Kind of feel like it might be more than just the pay at the school.
I think
currently.
So, too. But we don't have to discuss that again.
That's
yeah.
as far
no
as
comment.
I'm going
to
go.
Yeah.
Good. Was there anything else on that?
Do we want to set up a day or not till
yeah,
later?
Yeah, we can do that.
I didn't even bring my calendar, did you?
We got a big one.
You got your phone.
Andrea's,
no,
Andrea's on point for this.
Calendar? I'll get a calendar right here. What do you want to do it on an off, like an off week, or do you want to do it? We could do it over a couple of meetings, but I think work sessions, I have to check the RSA, but I don't think you need to have it open to the public.
I think.
Yeah, or you don't
you
take
do.
Comments.
Well, I think you can, or you don't.
Yeah, or you don't
I
take
don't
comments.
Think it could be
just strictly.
No, it wouldn't be a non-public for a work
yeah.
session.
So it's,
no.
But
I mean,
I think
it's
not, but you can't take, or you don't have to take public comment. I think it's a work
right.
session.
Right.
So.
Right.
So you want to do that? Do you want to do it before a meeting?
Not before a meeting.
Not
I don't
before?
Think. No. I don't think you could get into it, and you'd be shutting down too quick, I think.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Right.
How about an off week? No?
Well, you're going to be able to, you want to check with some other.
Yeah, I was going to check with some
surrounding
so communities.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
Need time.
Yeah, we do need time. So I would
so,
say.
It looks.
Schedule.
You
want to
look into it before you schedule
August?
Something then? Look into it first?
Yeah. I'll send out
well, because we start budgeting in September. So it better be by August.
We like
right.
budgets
saying,
due
yeah.
by mid to late August.
Yes.
So.
Well.
So probably late July.
Are you busy the whole month of July, or?
No, August.
Oh, you won't be here August.
I will be leaving on the 15th, and I won't be back till the
after
3rd
wow.
September. No.
Pardon
so,
me.
That's for Boyd to be.
Pardon me.
Yeah, I'll be back by then.
So maybe should we start at the
end
of
July?
July
somewhere.
Middle,
yeah.
I was hoping to cancel it.
I know you were saying.
The middle of July meeting, maybe we can stick.
Yeah,
no, but that's just my.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what you want.
Mr. Chairman, may I?
Yes.
A good place to start on a project like this is to have each one of the department heads produce a job description and compare the job description with what that employee actually does and give us a little narrative statement for each employee and whether they support reclassifying that position. They're the ones who observe them every day. They know exactly what their employees do. They know what the job description says. And that way, then we can act on the basis of what the department heads recommend.
Mm-hmm. Can I add to that?
Yeah.
When we did this whole step in grade and step, she did redo the job description. So what I can do is forward job descriptions to my Chuck.
Save them time.
And then they can, and then they can either say nope or yes.
Or
so
you
I can do that.
Evaluate.
And yeah, like review them and see if that's
right.
truly.
Well, some
you know,
don't
some,
have
some
job descriptions. I mean, like, I don't think we have one for minute takers, do we? Or does each
no.
committee have a.
That's
yeah, we
general.
Don't have one. No, I think it's pretty,
Pretty general.
Yeah.
Just taking minutes.
Yeah.
All right, so you still want to try to shoot for some time in the end of July?
Yeah.
Towards the end of July?
Well, I give you enough time before he leaves. And
well, I'm at the end of August, so you got the first 15th. Part of August.
Yeah, you still have the first meeting in August 14th.
Okay.
I don't suppose we can do it the second meeting in July instead of a meeting, you didn't do the, is that not enough time? Not to get the feedback, probably.
Just, I mean, if anything, yeah, I mean, if I get everything out by the end of this week and, you know.
Let's not rush it, let's get it done, do it properly.
Let's see what we, yeah, just, you know, just say there's a deadline and hopefully that, if it's important, you know, these department heads are gonna get me.
People.
And get the information back.
Explaining to them, we got, we wanna do this, we wanna have it set for our budget time and it's important.
Yep.
This is part of your job to evaluate your people, the supervisor.
Okay.
All right, so we'll look at towards the end of July somewhere.
The 25th is your second meeting, no, 24th. But I don't know, but you wanna swap maybe the 17th?
Instead of, because sometimes our second meeting isn't full. I don't know, Brian, you can decide.
Well, no, July is a good month to skip one. Because it's usually, everybody's gone.
You know, I'm, if we had to have another meeting instead of our regular scheduled meeting, that we concentrate on this or something else that urgent that came up, but let's, you know, not try to cram it into a session and not do justice.
Yeah, I'd rather have it an open night so we can just work on that.
Could that be accomplished? Because that is near the end of July.
That enough time for you to?
Well, I mean, we got the first 2 weeks of August at that, if you're looking at my schedule, I don't mean, you know.
No, I think we're trying to do something in July.
We could
do something in July so we've got time, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot to be done.
The 24th?
Yeah.
Is that what we're looking at?
And I'm open to starting at 3, I mean, you're not off though.
What?
What day is your day off now?
Friday.
It's still Friday, okay.
Today anyway, that could change tomorrow, who knows?
I was gonna say, we could start, I don't know.
We'll look at that, see if that works for you to get everything together that you need.
The 24th?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that okay? 24th?
July 24th.
It's either that or we can pick a Friday for a lunch, little lunch meeting.
Yeah.
You buying?
Sure. What do you want, peanut butter and jelly?
No, prime rib was on my menu.
And what do you want?
I'll do a Friday.
And if it doesn't work out, we'll just postpone it, you know?
But yeah, I mean, it's Friday okay, and then you can cancel your second meeting if you want.
Fine with me.
You okay on Friday?
Fine with me, too.
You're available?
Okay.
Boyd, you're usually available Friday.
Does that work in your schedule, Boyd?
So why don't we do?
I'll pencil you in, Brian.
Okay.
We want either the 14th or the 21st, probably the 21st, huh? Because that's a couple of weeks to kind of work with that.
If that works okay for you, yeah, that'd be good.
Plenty of time.
Yep.
All right, so we'll have that 10, what time you wanna do it?
You wanna do lunchtime?
Sure.
Okay.
July 21st?
July 21st.
At what time?
At noon, does that work for everyone? We can do it earlier, yeah.
Ah, you don't work Fridays anymore.
That's okay, I'll just.
That's not convenient.
Can we talk about noon?
I'll make it work.
Okay.
So 12?
Yep.
12's good?
That's good.
So with this, we don't need, right?
Okay.
You said July?
21st.
21st.
21st. 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Let's see about that.
Is this?
Going along with.
That's the ambulance drivers, we should probably, they should be in the.
Discussion.
Yeah, they should probably be a grade and a step somewhere in the, I know. There's a couple of positions we gotta put in there, in the matrix, but we don't have.
We're growing, that's what I'm saying, it's time to evaluate.
There's some positions that need to be added to the grade.
Okay.
And I would say.
And you'll check around on what they're getting in other places?
Yes.
All right, the community power plan update. That must be you, Kevin.
That's me. Kevin Coughlin, Langford Road. As you know, we've had this process going, you've approved it, the voters approved it. So I reached out to Emily Manns, who is our main project coordinator, and just said, "Yeah, where do things stand?" And just yesterday, she got back and said, the PUC approved our submittal, but they requested some verbiage changes on a couple things, and Greenbrier has those. And basically, it's just if somebody wants to opt out, it clarifies that the following billing cycle will be when it goes into effect. So it's like small things like that.
Right.
So the way it currently stands, you've probably seen Eversource has said that they've requested like 12.58, something like that, for the upcoming season, which is fantastic. Community Power and Good Energy already had 11 point something booked for a bunch of other towns, so they're still going to be under Eversource's number. And with the towns they have, they got like 100 million units that they're going out to bid for. I think that's what it is. Does that sound right to you?
Megawatts.
So it is 100 million megawatts? Okay. So it's a good aggregation, and they're expecting to get better pricing. And in fact, they wouldn't launch the program if they don't have better pricing than Eversource. So if the bids come back and they all aren't as good, they just won't go out to bid until things become more favorable. But it does seem like the cost of energy is going down. With Russia going on, we don't know what's going to happen down the road. If they could get single-digit numbers for a 24, 30-month contract or something like that, that would be, I think, a good idea. So so it'll be August-ish that they're going to really start advertising, send mailing, say, this is what we've done, and where they're going to have pricing. So somebody's going to have to sign that for the town. And once they get in a position to really start having negotiations with the providers, they're going to ask for a rep from every town to go and like sit in a room and hear what's going on. So it's a closed session, because it's all the bidding process that goes on. But they would like a representative, I assume, to be
Andrew. Is that you?
I think it's going to be Andrew.
You what?
Yeah, first I've heard of it, but sure.
You use the authority, and I don't.
They want someone who can,
But that's kind of the ballpark right now. We're, you know, third quarter-ish. We're going to be looking at some numbers, and they're going to be attractive whether or not. And if they aren't attractive, we won't go with it. And if they're attractive, the flip will get switched and people will start getting billed through
that option.
Right.
And explain again about the, if you opt out of it, if you don't want any part of it.
Those cards being sent to you in the mail.
Yeah.
And there's online, there'll be postings through town. I'll be at the farmer's market and things, and there'll be like QR codes. People can just, you know, opt out online with their phone. They can mail things back. They can do it online on the computer and say, "I don't want any part of this."
And that should have come prior to August or right around prior to August.
And if you already have a third party that you go through, it doesn't affect you at all, correct?
It depends. If, like, I have a third party.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think it's 13 or 14 cents now.
I would have to request to go to Community Power, though.
Yes.
Like it does,
if you aren't eligible.
Because I'm at 7 cents.
Then
you are. So
you opt out.
You have to make sure you opt out, though.
My understanding is they get a feed from Eversource with all the users.
Right.
And
so that's how they get the mailing list?
Yeah. Oh. And so I don't know the answer about how they get the third party information. But when I asked her before, she said, if you have a better price, you aren't eligible. you wouldn't be automatically turned over.
But it goes through Eversource's bill, so
I was gonna say
on
only
there,
if you get Eversource.
They should know who already gets.
Don't you have to opt in?
Yeah, that's the tricky part.
That was automatic.
It's an opt out.
Yeah.
It's opt out that's
Well,
all right. But you're saying that your rate beats for
All right, long as that card's coming, okay.
As we get more information and as numbers become more real, or the pricing dates have been set. They're going to be launching materials to us to some, and like town forum, Facebook things, we'll be posting on them if possible, and just letting people know this is coming, be looking for it. It's not junk mail.
Okay. Good question. Would you like to be the town representative? Could the board nominate you there? Because it makes more sense to you than it would to Andrea.
I'll give you the authority. He needs the authority.
Yeah, the authority to sign something.
I authorize you.
We authorize you to.
Glad you have a sword.
Is this just to join that closed session?
Yeah, I think it's for, yeah.
So you're not signing off on anything?
No.
Well, then, yeah, if you,
I would,
if you want to go.
Okay, I mean,
you're more versed in this than anybody else.
I have been signing off.
Going and hearing would help me understand when I come back and be able to explain that. Emily wanted to be online and she had a time commitment elsewhere.
I'll make a motion that we have Kevin represent us at that closed session.
I'll second that.
Everybody seconds that.
Andrea too.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
So right now, if it moved forward, basically it'd take effect in September bills or something like that? Just the time approximate.
September, October?
Okay.
Okay.
It depends on when all the pricing gets done and what the market looks like. They're trying to time the market, right? And Eversource got a great price. I was happy for them.
But they had to go to the PUC to get that permission. Because Eversource does not make money on the electricity.
Yeah, they explained that.
You know, that we just passed through.
Right.
So they
just said,
when we sat here, they said, handcuffs us to when we can buy.
Oh, so you, was it out of your time sequence? And you saw a good market and said, can we go now?
That's why I got this guy.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of complaints right about the rent.
Yeah, the PUC got some pressure, but
from everyone.
There was an agreement between Eversource and PUC.
So I leave my lights on.
That's what the rent is.
That's so cheap.
When chickens get the heat light.
You typically have to buy at the worst time.
PUC people are in the future, right, and they're paying.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yes, thanks, Kevin.
Kevin, they have to approve the updates, though.
They do have to approve the updates.
So if you could just approve the updates in this plan.
It'll be in the sign folder or whatever?
No, if you could vote and just, if that's okay, yeah.
Yep.
Do you have one copy you want to send around for everybody's signature?
No, you just have to approve.
Just a vote.
Yeah, just a vote, just saying that you approve the updates.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the updates.
I'll second.
Community power?
Of community power.
Plan. Yeah, community power plan.
Who second? Sue did? Sue second, but. All in favor?
Do you want to do it as exhibit two? That's what we're, it's right at the top of this sheet. Just to, because it's more than one.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll fine tune it when she does the minutes, so when Linda does the minutes.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Boyd?
Boyd.
Okay, good.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Boyd, good to see you.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
He's never heard that so much.
See, it only takes getting sick, Boyd, to be a hero.
There you go. Still not worth it.
It's still not worth it, no. Okay.
You just want these yellow areas.
So, yellow areas, but we also would like to, if an employee brings in a receipt for, like myself, I bought soaps for the office, it was under $10. So if it's under $10, I'm just asking if we can pay it out of the petty cash, if the board is okay with that. So. Mm-hmm. Instead of cutting a check, I have a check in my purse, I have to go to the bank for $9.
Right.
So that's the limit, $10?
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you want it.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
it higher. Yep. It might start clearing up the petty cash.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to make the adjustments and instead of office manager, and the chairman and all that have to be changed.
Yeah, I was going to change
it. Town clerk. So everything in yellow.
Everything in yellow just needs to be updated. I was going to put a town administrator for office manager.
Yep.
So I'll make a motion to apply the changes in yellow for the petty cash policy.
Second it, Russ?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue?
Brian?
Pat.
So the date will be changed.
And Lloyd, your name.
Yeah, I'll update the date up top too.
Perfect.
Other business.
Town office will be closed Tuesday, July 4th.
Brian, can I do something?
Yes, you can.
Sorry. So Mike Kelly came to me this morning. He had some new, I'm gonna say hires, but they're gonna be paid under that grant money.
Oh, okay.
So they did have some new recruits, and I thought you should all have, let's all staple together. I can read this or do you
Go ahead.
Normally read, okay. So there's Sarah Levick, is an EMT, and we are looking to bring her on to work per diem and some evening coverage for the ambulance. She resides outside of Candia, but spends a lot of time at a close friend's house in Candia. She spent some time reviewing our procedures and demonstrates the qualities of someone we are looking for. She's a full-time college student and studying nursing. So this is our first one. She's gonna be an EMT.
Can we do it as a group?
You can if you want.
Okay.
If you didn't, yeah,
okay.
I was just
going, yeah.
Okay. Chris Akers is a firefighter / advanced EMT who works full-time for the City of Concord Fire. Chris works on Mike's shift and is an independent and motivated employee. Chris is calm under pressure and has many certifications which will benefit the department. Chris will be working per diem covering the day shifts.
Nice.
And then Kate Warner is a resident of Candia. She reached out about taking a medical responder course that is being developed for the department. She has a desire to help others and is looking to become trained and potentially begin a career in the fire service. She is a candidate for our Safer Recruiting and Retention Grant. So that looks like the bottom two are for the Safer Grant.
Yeah.
Evan Webster resides on Carrier Road on the Deerfield side. I'm reading this out loud, but we won't tell them that. He is an electrician by trade and reached out to the department to join. He has a desire to help his community and is on the path to become a trained firefighter EMT. So he may begin a career in the fire service. Evan is a candidate for our Safer Recruiting and Retention Grant. Evan is an Army veteran.
Mm-hmm. I don't make a motion. I'll move to somebody else who are after.
Make a motion to accept four following candidates: Sarah Levesque, Chris Akers, Kate Warner, and Evan Webster.
Second. Any questions or discussion?
Well, these are the letters behind.
The letters, I have the appointments up there. Also, we have brought on Joe Proventure. He's been a firefighter, but is now on as an EMT. So I'm just going to send this around for the board to sign.
All right, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Lloyd.
Lloyd. Thank you. Sue, you had something else on the other business, you said.
There's been a lot of concern about Comcast, and then people are bringing up, is it Fidium? Am I pronouncing that? Or is that right?
Fidium.
Yeah.
And they're wondering what our procedure would be on the town going to Fidium or having that as an option.
As internet?
It's got nothing to do with it.
I was going to say, I think it's individual.
Well, we have a contract with Comcast.
That is, I'm sorry. Oh. That contract is the cable franchise fees.
Okay.
We were talking about the 10-year.
Yes.
That's cable franchise fees. It's different than our internet.
So all we'd have to do is have the company take an interest in the town, and if they get,
that's
from what I understand.
I think it's an individual.
It's completely up to
individuals.
Yeah.
They're already a service provider in Candia.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I thought
just
went as far as
just
Deerfield.
Not fiber. It's Consolidated Communications. They're already a service provider in town.
Oh, that's what the town we have consolidated.
That.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, I mean, it's up to them whether they want to run fiber in Candia.
Okay. I thought that
whether
selectmen actually had to do something because we had a contract.
Our franchise. Okay. Yeah, franchise fees.
All right, so that was one thing. And the second thing was I just wanted to thank everybody for Honor Flight who came out in the rain on Saturday. Once again, Candia very well represented the new development up here, halfway up the hill. They were all out there in the rain. Very, very, I mean, it's just appreciated a lot. And then on July 6th, the cruise night will be for Honor Flight, and there'll be fireworks. So if you're in the area, because that's usually pretty busy for that night, there'll be raffles, but there'll also be fireworks. I'm just telling, and people with animals, I'll try to get it into Facebook, but just trying to give advance notice. That's it. Thank you.
We had some lightning and thunderstorms in the last couple of days.
You're not used to, yeah.
One of my dogs is a nervous wreck.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a...
I did have a question for Mike while you're here. The whole Diamond Hill Road thing up at the end with Paul, what's the scoop with that?
They're getting attorneys.
So, yeah, they can hire an attorney, so.
I called the woman, left some messages. She didn't get them. Like, their homeowner doesn't use that system.
I have no idea.
And I talked to the phrase, just kind of relaying the information, and then the woman found out from her David that I was down looking at the road, and she called me and apologized, and she said her and her neighbor are getting an attorney involved.
Do we have some background that can be shared publicly?
Boy, Class 6 roads, what's the ruling with that? What's the... Can an abutter of a Class 6 road block a road?
No.
Only if it's discontinued.
It's discontinued.
It's town possession. They're talking about a discontinued road.
Right.
Okay. A Class 6 road occurs... A road becomes a Class 6 when the town fails to maintain for 5 years. The title to the town still rests with the town. Title to the road and the ground under it still rests with the town. It takes a formal vote of the town to formally abandon a road. And at that time, the abutters, their property lines extend to the center line of the road on each side. And that's the fight down there, because you got one abutter who's claiming ownership of one half of the road, and the other abutter is claiming ownership of the other half of the road. Another one, they don't want to get together and determine who's eligible to cross. So that's, I talked to Paul Frazier about that. And it is going to end up between two lawyers.
What's the difference between a closed road and a discontinued road?
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I looked at our transportation plan that we adopted in 2016. And I can't remember the page, but in there it clearly explains how all this process works. But Dennis and I worked on that project. We had to make sure that we got it right. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty clear in the transportation plan how Class 5 and Class 6 roads, what the issues are, and discontinued roads.
So that's been voted on to be abandoned?
The town has to vote to discontinue.
The town did vote to discontinue it.
The town did.
That's right. Long time ago.
Yeah. We have that list somewhere where they're all labeled as either Class 6 or discontinued or whatever. There's one other thing there, Boyd. If it's discontinued, but there isn't a property owner further down, they still have the right to get to their property.
They have to petition the Board of Selectmen for authority to access that property.
Yeah.
That's right.
They can't cross because that's what someone was trying to shut off Baker Road.
But I don't think they can prohibit, according to our transportation plan, they can't prohibit an owner, property
access
owner,
to his
accessing
property.
Their property.
If that's the only access.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need your pen, boy.
Did you have anything else to say?
I didn't.
Russ? On the other business? Other also? Patrick?
That's all I have.
Thanks, Mike.
Go ahead.
This is the last item of other business?
Yes.
I'd like to give a shout out to the Agricultural Commission and to the Candia Farmers Market. Every year, the union leader conducts a survey of its readers, and they ask them to nominate certain restaurants and gas stations, car washes, different facilities for best of in New Hampshire. And this year, best farmers market in New Hampshire is in Candia.
Really?
So I think that was good for them. So I think it's commendable, because this has only been running for a couple of years, if they can get this thing up and running and, be statewide competition.
It's great.
Nice.
Yeah. Perfect.
How are they going to up the game for next year?
They added a lot this year.
Yeah.
That's my contribution to happy hour. Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Okay. The office will be closed on July 4th. Next select board meeting will be July 10th, correct? Is there any public input?
We have to be here on the 3rd to sign.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
And I'm not going to, but I made that.
But yeah, Boyd's available, Brian, Pat.
And has anybody looked into doing it electronically, or you said it's...
Don't.
Because I can.
No, because I know, well, no, I know sometimes, I've heard of some towns,
other towns do.
How they do it.
Yeah, they do.
But they might have scanned all these documents before they could, I don't know.
No, yeah.
I don't want, I don't care, the 4 of you are in charge.
So we have to have those signed by what time on that runway?
Yeah, the sooner you can come in, the better, so Jess will let you know as soon as it's prepared and... Yes.
Better off to text me than email.
Okay, all right, texting, okay. All right, I'll let her know.
I can't figure out how to get them on, so...
Okay, no emailing Pat.
Yeah, text or message.
Pat doesn't do email?
He's a texter.
I don't get email alerts.
I don't either.
I don't either on mine, yeah, I have to check it.
I do get text alerts.
Yeah, yeah.
I get email alerts.
Can you set it up too?
I don't know how.
I don't know either.
Yeah, because I tried to go on my setting.
Anybody got anything else?
I get too many, yeah.
Anything else?
Move to adjourn.
I'll second.
Second.
All in favor?
Give that one to Boyd, show that he was here.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
And Boyd, he's got his hand up.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks, Boyd.
Bye, Boyd, nice seeing you.
Good job.